Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Nun Beis Mebeis brought down the machloikas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. The case was where a person did chalitza, achelitz liyevimtoi, v'chazer v'kidsha. After the chalitza, he went and was mekadesher. Rebbe Eimer, im kidsha l'shum ishus, tzrichei menu get. If he was mechavin to be mekadesher as a regular woman, nothing to do with his relationship to her as a yavam to a yavama, as if she was a regular woman, then she needs a get because it's a good kedushin. But l'shum yabmus, if his kavana was to be mekadesher because she's his yavama and he wants to be kindness, his yavama, then ain't tzrichei menu get because it's after chalitza and the chalitza got rid of the zikas yibum. The Chachamim argue and they say bein shekidsha l'shum ishus, bein shekidsha l'shum yabmus, tzrichei menu get. And there are various hasberim in the Amoraim how to understand the machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. The first hasber was Rabbi Yosef, and that was rejected. Rabbi Yosef understood that the reason why Rebbe holds that you cannot be mekadesher mishum yabmus is because it's considered like a person who's oider benichse ager v'kasover shaloihin. A person who does the pa'ula of a chazaka, he's oider. He does a chafira, digging, in the karka, which is nichse ager, belongs to ager, and he could be kainit min hefker if his kavana was to be zoicha, but he thinks that it's his own karka. So it doesn't work, he's not kaina. And the same thing holds true with a person who thinks that he's being kainaser as a yavama, and that doesn't work because the gzikas yibim is gone, he cannot be kainaher as a regular isha because he didn't have kavana to be kainaher as a regular isha. Just like the person who was oider b'nechse ager, he didn't have kavana to do the maisa kinyan to be kainif b'na hefker. Abaya tainas on him, this is not a good mashal. Because in the case of oider b'nechse ager, his kavana was not to do a maisa kinyan at all. When a person does a maisa of chafir in his own karka, he doesn't intend for that action to generate any kinyan. Masha'enkein, in our case, he did want to generate a kinyan. It's just that he thought that he's generating the kinyan of Kenisa of Yavama, and instead, he's generating the kinyan of a regular Ishus, of a woman who is not Zakuk L'Yavam. Therefore, Abaye explains the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan differently. He learns that we're talking about a case where he told her, Hiskatshili b'maymar Yavamin. He said b'feirish that he wants Kedushe Maimer to be Chal, so we know he's not trying to generate a regular Kedushin, a deraisetik Kedushin. It's just that Rebbe Savar, Maimer ilave zika kamrami, the whole kinyan of Maimer is something that rests on top of the zikas yibum. It's not its own independent kinyan. It's a kinyan that is designed to be mechazik, the zikas yibum that already is there. So if you did chalitza, asoy chalitza afkata lezika, chalitza gets rid of the zika, and therefore there's no makam for the whole din of Maimer. Mashen kinder abanan hold, hay luchudei koi v'hay luchudei koi. There is the zika that stands on its own, and Maimer is something that stands on its own. The Rabbanan were misakin Maimer as its own independent kinyan and not a chizik to the zikas yabam. And just like Meikara ilu amrla iskachli b'maimer yavamin milay mahani, originally, before the chalitza, had he said iskachli b'maimer yavamin, it would have worked. So hashtanami mahani, it doesn't have anything to do with whether there is a zikas yibam or there is no zikas yibam. And like the Ritva explains, there are bun and hold that there's a special takanas chachamim that any place where it's possible for a kedushin to d'oraisa to take effect, you could also be mekadesher a kedushin d'rabbanan. Rava argues on Abaye. He says that if he said Hiskatshili b'maimer yavamin, everybody agrees that it helps. The machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim is if he said Hiskatshili b'zikas yavamin. Rebbe Savar, yesh zika. Rebbe holds yesh zika v'asoy chalitza afkaiti lezika. V'rabbanan savri ein zika, meikara ilu amrla Hiskatshili b'zikas yavamin, miloy mahani, hashtanami mahani. Rashi explains that what this means is that Rebbe holds Yesh Zika, Haidit Tufis Maimer Ba'alma B'chiyai Lishna Mishum D'Yesh Zika. The reason why, normally, before Chalitza, if a person never did Chalitza, and he would have used this Lashon, he would have said Hiskatshili B'zikas Yevamin. The reason why the Maimer would be Chal is only due to the fact that there is a Zika. Therefore, anytime that there is no Zika, Asoy Chalitza Afkaiti L'Zika, and this Lashon cannot take effect. Mashen Kinder Rabbanan hold Ein Zika. Ein koyach lezika, says Rashi, v'afilu hachi meikara havi maimer. Even though there is no zika, zika does not have much koyach. Nevertheless, if a person says this lashon, had he not done chalitza, the lashon works. Hiskatshili b'zikas yavamin. Must be that it's got nothing to do with the zika. Because if you hold ein zika, why would it help? And therefore, even if you did chalitza, it helps because this lashon has got nothing to do with zikas yibum. It's not as if this lashon works because it's a chizuk to a zikas yibum that exists already. Now it sounds from Rashi like he holds like the shittas Ravid. The Ravid over here in the Hasugis on the Rif explains that Rebbe and the Chachamim are arguing in the same machlokes that Rav and Shmuel have on Daf Yud Zayin if yesh zika or ain't zika. Over there, the nafgamina from the machlokes is: would the sister of a woman who zakuk to this yavam be usher on the yavam midin achos ishtoi? Since yesh zika, we look at the kesher between him and the yavama as one of an ishus, and therefore her sister is like an erva. If you hold ein zika, then it doesn't create that iser. Similarly, says the Ravid, Rebbe and the Chacham are arguing on that very machloikis. Rebbe holds that zika is like an ishus, and therefore the only reason why the lashon of iskatshuli bezikas yavamin works is because you're being mechazik that ishus. So in the event that you do chalitza, and there is no longer that ishus, and you said the same lashon, it would be meaningless. Masha'en ki d'chacham hold that there anyway is ein zika, there is no ishus. And therefore, if you use the lashon and it helps, it can only be because the lashon mitzad atzmai works as a ma'aseh kedushin. There's no already pre-existing ishus that you could say we're being mechazik with this lashon. So it would make no difference if he did chalitza or he didn't do chalitza, because the lashon mitzad atzmai is tantamount to a ma'aseh kedushin. That is the way the Ravid understands. However, the Rosh disagrees. He holds that there's no machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon if there is any kesher of ishus between the Yavam and the Yavama. Rather, he says, the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon is that Rebbe holds yesh zika, kloimar, kivan delay his kir maimer, ela amr his kachli bezikas yavamin. He didn't mention the word maimer. He only said his kachli bezikas yavamin, lehava kedushin ilav the yesh zika. There's no way for this lushin to result in kedushin unless there is a zika, because the whole lashon implies that he's using the zika. So therefore, if there was chalitza, there's no longer a zika, and this lashon cannot generate a kedushin. Rabbanan savri ain't zika, which means afal pishle hisker maimer el zikas yavamin. He didn't use the lashon maimer. He only said the words zikas yavamin. Nevertheless, afilo ain't zika hiskin rabbanan kedushin be yavama. This lashon doesn't have as a prerequisite that there should be a zikas yavam there, because it was nichlal in the takana, the chazal mesakin maimer, that you could use the lashon of zikas yavamin and generate a ma'aseh kedushin. And therefore, even if you did chalitza and there's no longer a zika, you could still have the chalois maimer. So it comes out that according to Rashi and the Ravid, the shayrish of the machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan is if there is zika or not. If there is the relationship called zika, the same relationship that would be goyrim to the isra of achoizuku kasei. According to Rebbe, yesh zika, there is an isra achoizuku kasei. And because yesh zika, the lushin of zikas yavamin helps when you're mekadisher bezikas yavamin. So the moment you get rid of the zikas yavamin, it's impossible to mekadisher this way. Because iskatshuli bezikas yavamin basically means let us be mechazik the already existing ishus called zika. Masha ain't kain the chachamim, who hold ain't zika, and cannot understand that his gacha bezikas yavamin means let's be mechazik the already existing ishus, because there is none. Al karchach, the reason why this lashon helps is because it's a lashon that means mimer, but it doesn't have anything to do it with the pre-existing ishus. There is no pre-existing ishus. And therefore, even after you do chalitza, this lashon helps, just like before chalitza. That is lefi Rashi and the Ravid. Lefi the Rosh, the Shayrish, the Machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, is not in whether yesh zika or ain zika. Rather, a question as to whether this lashon that he used requires a pre-existing zika. Rebbe holds that it does, because he didn't say the word maimer. He just said iskatshuli bezikas yavamin. So he understands the only way for this lashon to work is if there's a zika there. If you do chalitza, there's no zika, and therefore this lashon cannot work. Masha'en kin d'chacham hold that this lashon, even though you use the word zika, but it means maimer. And even if there's no zika, you did chalitza, this lashon can still mean maimer. The next hesber in the Gemara is Rav Shiravya. He says that if you did a chalitza ksheira, and then afterwards he said to her, iskatshuli bezikas yavamin, kuli amo le pligi deloy mahani. Everybody agrees that she will not be mekudeshes. That is Rashi's girsa. What then is the machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim? He says, v'haka b'chalitza psula k'miflagi. If you did chalitza psula, we know chalitza psula means chalitza that's done after he gave her a get. And the machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim is, marsa v'chalitza psula poiteris. Rebbe holds that chalitza psula, even though there was a pegam in the chalitza because you did a get prior to the chalitza, nevertheless, it's materis the isha l'shuk entirely. and there's no zika that remains after such a chalitza. It's like regular chalitza. Therefore, it's exactly like a chalitza kshera. When you say the lashon of iskatshali bezikas yevamin after a chalitza kshera, then it doesn't work because there's no zika left. The same thing would hold true by a chalitza psula. And mar savar the chachamim hold chalitza psula ain't a poiteris. Like Rashi says, rabbanan savri loyef kaita shapir. It's possible to make kinyonim afterwards. Some of the zika is left over since there was a pegam in the chalitza. So this is all according to Girsa's Rashi. Rashi's Girsa understands that if it was a chalitza kshera, everybody agrees. And the shaila is, does a chalitza psula operate like a chalitza kshera or not? However, the Rosh and the Ga'onim, brought down by the Ramban and the Mochames over here, and the Rambam paskins this way, in Hilchas Chalitza V'Yibim Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Gimel, they're all goyris, b'chalitza k'sheira, ida amrla hiskacha b'zikas yivamin kuli amrla pligi de mahani, the exact opposite of Rashi. And this is really the Rosh L'shitase, because we explained earlier that the Rosh Shita is that the issue as to whether a person who says iskatshali bezikas yevamin, whether it works or not after chalitza, is not dependent on the issue of yesh zika or ein zika. That's how the Rosh explained the Shita's Rava before. That according to Rava, it's a local machloikis. It's not a machloikis as to whether there is an ishus called zika or not. It's a local machloikis concerning the lashon of iskatshali bezikas yevamin, since he didn't use the lashon mimer. The question is, does his lashon have the ability to create a kedushin or not? And therefore, even if you hold yesh zika, it's possible that this lashon could work, even after chalitza that gets rid of the zika entirely. By a chalitza kshera, just because you get rid of the zika, doesn't mean that this lashon can't have in it the mashmos of a kedushin. And therefore, what Rav Shravia is doing is he's saying that everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees that if it was a chalitza kshera, then maimer could be done in a lashon of zikas yevamin. What then is the machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim? So this part, the Rosh does not explain. There's a big machloikis in the Achrayinim, how to understand, according to the Girsa Rosh, what is the machloikis, the fear of Shravya, between Rebbe and the Chachamim. The Karben Esanel understands that although we just explained that the Lashon of Zikas Yevamin, Lefi the Rosh, could work l'kuli alma even after a chalitza kshera, because the lashon of zikas yevamin does not require that there is a zika now. It could be a lashon that means mimer even without there being a zika on the isha now. Nevertheless, what happens if you use a lashon of mimer yevamin? And says the Karben Esanel, it's clear that Rav Shravya is the exact opposite of Rava before. Rava before told us that the lashon of zikas yevamin is a lashon that's harder to be machshir after chalitza than the lashon of maimer yevamin. Masha Enkein, according to Rav Shravya, says the Karben Esanel, that the lashon of zikas yevamin is easier to be machshir after chalitza. And if you did a chalitza kshera and you use the lashon of maimer yevamin, then everybody agrees that there is no maimer, because since there's no zika left over, you can't have mimer yevamin. That is a lashon that everybody agrees can only work if there's an existent zika. The shaila between Rebbe and the Chachamim is, what happens if you did a chalitza psula and you use that lashon of mimer yevamin? Since we just said that lashon mimer yevamin is a lashon that can only work if there's a pre-existing zikas yevamin, the shaila is, what effect does a chalitza psula have on the zika? If you hold that a chalitza psula ain't a poiteris, then that means that the zika is not fully gotten rid of, and then you could use a lashon of maimer yevamin, because at least there's a little bit of zika left. But if you hold that a chalitza psula patters her entirely, then the lashon of maimer yevamin cannot work. So it comes out a very interesting thing. Lefi the Rosh, when you use the lashon zikas yevamin, according to Rav Shravya, everybody agrees that it would work even after a chalitza kshera. And that means that he holds that the word zikas yevamin is just a way of describing marriage. He knows that she's not zakuka liyavam. He already did a chalitza kshera. And his kavana is that kedushin should be chal on her, similar to zikas yevamin. Masha Enkein, if he said the lashon maimer yevamin, then you need to have a pre-existing zika, and therefore it's dependent on what a chalitza psula does. Does he get rid of the zika entirely, and now you don't have a pre-existing zika? Or does it only partially get rid of the zika, and then you have a zika to talk about, and the lashon maimer yevamin can work? And like we said, that's the exact opposite of Rava, who says that it's zikas yevamin that needs to have a pre-existing zika, and maimer yevamin could work l'kuli alma even after a chalitza kshera. Now, in our sugya, you see, according to Rav Shravya, that there's machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim whether chalitza psula is mater the isha l'shuk or not. And we have to ask that if according to the Chachamim, chalitza psula is not mater the isha l'inase, and that's why we said that there's a Zikas Yibam left over, then how exactly could we be Mimata her Lashuk? You definitely can't say let's do another Chalitza, because whatever the first Chalitza wasn't capable of doing, since it came after a get, the second Chalitza is going to suffer from the same problem. And that's why the Rith is of the opinion that there's no question that the Isha is Muteres Lashuk when you do a Chalitza Psula. That is not the machlokes. When we say that the Rabbanan and Rebbe argue if Chalitza Psula, Poiteris or Ena Poiteris, the machlokes really is, do you have to be Chayzer Al Kola Achen? One of the brothers does Chalitza, do the rest of the brothers have to do Chalitza as well? The Ramban has a similar mahalach. He understands that the shail of Chalitza Psula is, does it pata her tzara? So whereas the Rif is talking about the rest of the brothers, he's just talking about the rest of the Yivamas. However, the Ritva understands that the machlokes really is whether it's matar l'shuk or not. And if you'll ask, what exactly should we do to be matar l'shuk? He says, give her another get. The Karen Oyer is medayik from Rashi in Dibur Maschel v'hacha that he holds like this sheet of the Ritva. Now the next mahalach in the Gemara is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi holds that everybody holds Chalitza Psula is not Poiteris. And so, of course, there is some level of Zika left over. So what is the machlokes in Rebbe and the Chachamim? He explains that we're talking about where the Yavam was Masta, he made a Tanai, Bishas, when he did the Chalitza. And she has not yet been Mekayim the Tanai, and then he went and did Maimer. The Machlokes is, Yesh Tanai B'Chalitza, or Ain Tanai B'Chalitza. The Chachomim hold, Yesh Tanai B'Chalitza, you have to be Mekayim the Tanai, and therefore Kol Zman, that she hasn't been Mekayim the Tanai, the Chalitza does not kick in. The Chalitza didn't work yet. Since it didn't work yet, there's still a Zika. If there's still a Zika, then you could do Maimer with this Lashon. Mashen Ken Rebbe holds, ain't Tanai B'Chalitza. There's no such thing as a Tanai B'Chalitza. You don't have to Mekayim the Tanai, and therefore there is no Zika. The Chalitza is fully operative, and therefore it's impossible to be Mekadosher with Zika's Yavam because there is no longer a Zika. What does the issue depend on, whether Tanai works by Chalitza or not? Reb Chaim in Hilchas Yibam Chalitza, Perek Dalet, Halachat Zayin, explains as follows. We know that there are two types of chaloisin that could take place in the Torah. There is a chalois like Gittin and Kedushin that we know that you can make a Tanai. On the other hand, there's another type of chalois that we know that you can definitely not make a Tanai. An example of that would be Shechita. A person cannot shecht an animal and say that if it rains tomorrow, then the animal should be mutter b'achila. Or tevila. A person cannot go into the mikveh and make a tanai and say, I'll tanai, and somebody gives me 100 zuz, my tevila is going to help. What is the yesod of the difference? Very simple. Says Reb Chaim, Gittin and Kedushin, who is the one who's being poiled the chalois? It's the person. The person is in the driver's seat. And that's why the Torah empowered him to make a tanai, because he's the one who's creating the chalois. How is it creating the chalois? Through the medium of giving kesef or giving a get, but it's he who's doing it. The one who's doing it has the ability to govern the chalois that he's creating and say that it should only be chal under certain conditions. Masha'en kein, when a person goes into the mikveh, it's not the person who's creating the chalois taira. The taira says that the mitzvah of a person going into the mikveh automatically is goyrim taira. The same thing holds true with shechita. It's not the person who's really being matir, the basar b'achila. The person is doing an act of shechita. The Torah says when the act of shechita is done with certain tenoim, it has to be with koyach gavra, it has to be done a certain way, but the Torah says now that Torah is mechel the chalois heter on the basar. Since it's not the person who creates the heter, rather the Torah, the person has no say in the matter. He can't make a tenai and say that the heter should only be chal if such and such a thing happens. This is actually the oimik in the din that we say that milsa, the lesse b'shlichas, lesse b'tenai. Only things that it's possible to make a shliach for, could you make a tenai? Why is it dependent on milsa de isa b'shlichas or milsa de lesse b'shlichas? The answer is because the fact that a person can make a shliach for something shows that that thing is the person who's been poil the chalois. And that's why he's capable of empowering somebody else to do it. He's moiser his koyach to the shliach. But if it's not his koyach, it's only a metzias, that when he does a certain act, the Torah is meichel the chalois, then you can't make a shliach. And that's the same reason why you cannot make a tanai. This is the oimek as to what the machloik is, whether yesh tanai b'chalitza or ein tanai b'chalitza is. Because chalitza is unclear. Is it the person who's poil the chalois al yidei the maisa chalitza? Or does the Torah say that the chalitza, after it is done, the Torah is meichel the chalois? So if it's the person who's mechal the chalitz, then we can understand that yesh tenai b'chalitza. But if it's not the person, it's something similar to shechita and tevila, then there's no reason to say that you should be able to make a tenai. Now Tosfos does not want to accept that there's actually machlokes here, whether yesh tenai b'chalitza or ain't tenai b'chalitza. And for a very simple reason. We mentioned already there is the klal, that kol sheyeshna b'shlichas yeshna b'tenai, if it's lesse b'shlichas, lesse b'tenai. And as the Gemara explains in Yevamos Kovav and in Ksubas Ayin Dalet, that that's why a person cannot make a tenai by chalitza. And Tosfos actually expresses the svara that we mentioned earlier. He says, "Hoyel umaisa kol kach biyadai sheyachal kaima idei shliach svaru sheye kemoikein biyadai l'shavi be'tino." And so it would be very strange for the Chachamim over here to hold that yesh tenai by chalitza. So based on this, Tosfos learns that the machloik is in our sugya, whether yesh tenai b'chalitza or ain't tenai b'chalitza, is not le'inyan whether she's muteres l'shuk. She's definitely muteres l'shuk even if you make a tenai. The tenai only helps le'inyan that there's still somewhat of a zikas yibum left. And that's negeya if you're mekadosher afterwards b'zikas yivamin. But the heter l'shuk is definitely there even when the person makes a tenai that he wasn't mekayim. However, that's not the way Rashi learns in our sugya, because Rashi in the Ramaschal Urvina says, Afagav the Kaimelon Chalitza Mutas Ksheira, Hani Tanoi Loisvir Lahu. It's clear that he doesn't have the need to make our sugya work together with the maskana of the sugya over there, like Tosis is trying to do. And that's the way the Ritva learns as well. Ravina is the next explanation in the Machloikis, Rebbe and the Chachamim. Ravina understands that if you're Mekadosh Bezikis Yevamim, after he made a tenai in the chalitza, then the kedushin definitely helps because the kuli alma yesh tenai b'chalitza. Everybody agrees that there is a tenai b'chalitza, and therefore, kol zman she hasn't been mekayim the tenai, the chalitza is not finished. V'hacha b'tenai kofel kamiflagi. The machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim is concerning a tenai kofel. Mar sover b'inan tenai kofel. Rebbe holds you need a tenai kofel since the person over here was not kofel tenai. The tenai wasn't chal. If the tenai wasn't chal, then the chalitza was chal fully. If the chalitza was chal fully, then there's no zika left. And so when you do a mimer with the lashon of zikas yivamin, it's not going to be koine. But the chachamim hold that you don't need tenai kafel. Since you don't need tenai kafel, then the tenai is chal, even when it wasn't kafel the tenai. And since the tenai is chal, Kolzman, she didn't give the 200 zuz, the zika is not yet gotten rid of. Since the zika is still around, the mimer will help the lashon zikas yivamin. Over here also, Rashi and Tosfos argue. Rashi understands the way that we just explained, that the machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim is by every tenai. Do you have to be koyfel it or do you not have to be koyfel it? However, as we mentioned earlier, Tosfos speaks out that we paskin that there is no tenai b'chalitza. And Tosfos doesn't want to accept that we have machlokes here that's dependent on an issue which we already paskin elsewhere, that there's no tenai. Therefore, Tosfos learns that everybody agrees that you cannot be masna by chalitza. The heter l'shuk is going to be there no matter what. The only thing is that when a person makes a tenai in chalitza, in the type of nusach that helps in other scenarios where you could make a tenai, there's somewhat of the zikas yibum that remains. Since some of the zikas yibum remains, it's possible to do maimer based on this zikas yibum. The Mishnah said, Echad yivama achas, echad shtei yivamis. That the din is the same whether we're talking about two yivamas or we're talking about one yivama. Meaning that the din of bia and chalitza, where we explained in the Mishnah that the halacha is ein achar bia klum and ein achar chalitza klum, that's true whether you did chalitza or bia to one yivama from one of the brothers, and the halacha now is that subsequently the other brothers cannot do bia or chalitza to this one, and chalitza wouldn't even affect her, it wouldn't make her be considered his chalutza le'inyan achoyz chalutzasi, etc. And that din holds true as well when it is two yavamas to one yavam, that if one yavam did chalitza or bia to one of the two yavamas, so subsequently there is no chalitza or bia to the other yavama. And the same thing holds true with get and mimer. We said yesh get achar get and yesh mimer achar mimer. That rule is true whether we're talking about one yavama receiving a get from two different yavamim, that there is yesh get achar get, or we're talking about two separate yavamas, that is yesh get achar get from one yavam. And the same thing with mimer. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah is not going like Ben Azai. The Tanya Ben Azai Omer yesh mimer achar mimer b'shnei yavamim v'yavama achas. Ve'ein mimer achar mimer b'shtei yavamais v'yavam echad. He differentiates between shtei yavamais and one Yevama. Now, in the Shita of Ben Azai, we know from Rashi and Daf Nun Alf Mabez that there are two Girsois. Rashi over there, in the Bemaskel V'Ein Maimer Achar Maimer, Rashi, of course, over here, makes reference to the two Girsois that he brought down over there. Rashi brings down the Girsa of Raboisav. According to that Girsa, Ben Azai Shita is that Ein Maimer Achar Maimer by two Yevamis and one Yevam. Because one Yavam, if he did Mimer to one of the two Yavamas, he can no longer do an additional Mimer to a different Yavama. However, Yesh Mimer Achar Mimer by two Yavamim and one Yavama. Meaning, each Yavam has the Koyach to do Mimer to that one Yavama. According to the other Girsa in Rashi, it's the exact opposite. Ben Azai holds that Ein Mimer Achar Mimer, when it's one Yavama receiving from two separate Yavamim, because after all, Mimer is a Kedushin. So if one Yavam was Mekadish this one Yavama, she can't receive Kedushin, a Mimer, from the other Yavam. But Yesh Mimer Achar Mimer, by two separate Yavamas, even though it's coming from one Yavam. Because since that second Yavama hasn't had the Kinyan of Mimer, it's possible for the same Yavam to be kind of her. Now, which part of the Mishnah is the Gemara proving from when it says, Masizin D'loike Ben Azai? So Rashi says that that would depend. According to the Girsa of the Raboisav of Rashi, that the case which Ben Azai said, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer, is the case of two Yavamis and one Yavam, that only over there, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer, because that one Yavam did his Maimer already, and he doesn't have a chance to do Maimer again. Mash Ein Kain, one Yavama from two separate Yavamim, would have a Maimer Achar Maimer, because each Yavam has a chance to do his Maimer. Then the Gemara is now proving from the Reisha of the Mishnah, meaning the part of the Mishnah that we're up to now, that says, Echad, Yavama Achas, Echad Shtei Yavamis. The Hainu, that even by Shtei Yavamis, it's possible to have Maimer Achar Maimer, although it's coming from one Yavam. That is the Loik Ben Azai, because according to that Girsa and Rashi, Ben Azai is of the opinion that one Yavam doesn't have more than one chance to do a Maimer. However, according to the other Lashon Rashi over there, that the case in which Ben Azai said, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer, is Dafka by one Yavama, when she received Maimer from two separate Yavamim, and we say that she doesn't have Maimer Achar Maimer because one lady cannot get more than one Maisi Kedushin, then there's nothing to be proven from this part of the Mishnah. Rashi says we have to be proving against Ben Azai from later on in the Mishnah, from the end of the Mishnah, which says the Lashon of Bein Yavam Echad L'shtei Yavamais Bein Shnei Yavamim V'Yavama Achas. That whatever it says in the Mishnah, including the din of Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer, would hold true when it's two Yavamim acting on one Yavama. Therefore, says Rashi, that it's Mestaver Kalishna Kama. It makes more sense like the Girsa of Raboisav, because otherwise, why does the Gemara now make this comment on this part of the Mishnah? The Gemara is going in order, and the Gemara is up to the part where it says Echad Yavama Achas, Echad Shtei Yavamas. So it sounds like we're proving against Ben Azai from the fact that we're claiming that there's Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer by two Yavamas who receive it from one Yavam. Unlike the other Girsa that would have to say that we're proving from the other part of the Mishnah, which shows you that Yavama Achas, that one Yavama, could receive Maimer Achar Maimer from two separate Yavamim. So that's Rashi's proof, like the Girsa of Raboisav and not like the second Girsa. Why does the Gemara bring the Kasha from this part of the Mishnah and not from the later part of the Mishnah? However, Toisvis and Daf Nun Alf Mabez, the Ramaschal Ben Azai, holds like the Girsa, the second Girsa that Rashi brings, and is not bothered by the Kasha. Toisvis says that although it may be true that the Raya against Ben Azai is from the Seif of the Mishnah, because there you see that even by one Yavama, there could be a Maimer Achar Maimer. Nevertheless, the Gemara chooses to mention the Raya over here. Because in the Seifa, all it says is, Bein Yavam Echad L'Shtei Yavamas, Bein Shnei Yavam V'Yavama Achas. It doesn't specify Le'inyin what are they equal. At this part of the Mishnah, you see that what it says in the Seifa is Negeya, even the concept of Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer. So although the Raya is from the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Gemara chooses the part from which it's Muchach the Loike Ben Azai. The Gemara continues being Medayik from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if he did Maimer to one of the two Yavamis, let's say he did Maimer to Rachel, and V'cholatz Luzu, he did Chalitza to Leah, then Tzricha Rishoyna get, Rachel needs a get for his Maimer. The Chalitza of Leah patters both of them from their Zikas Yibum, and now you just have to address the Maimer by giving her a get. The Gemara wants to bring a Raya from this to Shmuel. Lemeseyele to Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, Cholatz Labalas Maimer, Loi Niftara Tzerosa. Shmuel is of the opinion that if he does Maimer to Rachel, and then he does Chalitza to Rachel, Leah does not become Muteres L'shuk. It doesn't pater her from her Zikis Yibum. And the reason is because the chalitza that he does to Rachel is somewhat lacking, because it's not a chalitza that's mater Rachel. You need after the chalitza to give Rachel a get. Since there's something lacking in the heter chalitza to Rachel, it cannot pater Leah. Therefore, the Gemara says that let's say that this Mishnah is a raya to Shmuel, because the Gemara understands that although the lashon of the Mishnah is that he did maimer to Rachel and then he did chalitza to Leah, the Gemara understands that that is dafka. We chose to talk about a case in which he gave maimer to Rachel and then he did chalitza to Leah, because it wouldn't be possible in order to pater both of them to do the chalitza to Rachel. Because like we said, that chalitza is lacking. So the Gemara says that that's a raya to Shmuel. Furthermore, the Gemara says, let this serve as a tiyuvta de Rav Yosef. Because Rav Yosef is of the opinion that when you have a choice of doing chalitza to one yevama who is ksheir l'kahuna and the other yevama who's already psul l'kahuna, you shouldn't do the chalitza to the one that's ksheir l'kahuna, because you may as well give the chalitza to the one that's already psula, because you're not affecting her, you're not creating a psul l'kahuna. Why passel the other lady l'kahuna when you don't need to do it that way? Like he says, la yishpech adam is mei boir v'acherim tzrichim lehem. A person shouldn't spill out the mayim from his bar, mayim that's good to drink, just because he doesn't need it, and because somebody else may need it. So just because he is not going to be marrying this woman, but maybe she wants to get married to a kohen, and there's no reason to pasul her l'kahuna. And therefore the Gemara says that this would be a raya against Rabbi Yosef, because instead of talking about doing chalitza to Rachel, it said that you did chalitza to Leah. It sounds like you're supposed to do chalitza, and you're allowed to do chalitza, to the one that did not yet have the maimer. And according to Rabbi Yosef's klal, since you're anyway going to have to give a get to Rachel, you may as well do the chalitza to her, because she's anyway going to be psula l'kahuna. Now, Tosfos points out that the Gemara cannot mean that it's both a raya to Shmuel and also a tiyuvta to Rav Yosef. Because if it is a raya to Shmuel, then that means it would be impossible to just do chalitza to Rachel, since her chalitza is lacking, and you're anyway going to have to do chalitza to Leah. So then it cannot serve as a raya against Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef said that when a woman is going to be psula l'kahuna no matter what, make sure to do the chalitza to her instead of to the other one. And that means that when I have a choice, I could either do chalitza to Rachel or I could do chalitza to Leah. And I know that Rachel is going to be psula l'kahuna no matter what, so I shouldn't go and do the chalitza to Leah, because I can be yoitza with doing chalitza to Rachel. That's all true if I have a choice. Lefi Shmuel, if it is a raya to Shmuel, it's impossible to go and do chalitza to Rachel. You have to do chalitza to Leah, because you're not going to pater Leah l'shuk if you do chalitza to Rachel. So therefore, Tosfos says that what the Gemara means is lema mesayela l'Shmuel oy tahavi to yufta derav Yosef. There's a choice. Either this Mishnah is a raya to Shmuel, because assuming that when the Mishnah said that the Maimer was to Rachel and the Chalitza was to Leah, it meant bedafka, that we want you dafka to do Chalitza to Leah and not to Rachel, then it could serve as a raya, either to Shmuel, because we could say that the motivation, the reason why the Mishnah tells us dafka to do Chalitza to Leah and not to Rachel, is because that's the only way to pater them both l'shuk, because were you to do Chalitza to Rachel and not to Leah, then it wouldn't be mater Leah l'shuk. Or it could serve as a raya to Rabbi Yosef. If you do not accept Shmuel, and you hold that by doing chalitza to Rachel, you would pater Leah l'shuk, then you would have the question, why would the Mishnah be telling me to do the chalitza to Leah? I could just as easily do it to Rachel, pater them both l'shuk, and I won't pass a Leah l'kahuna. This way, both Rachel and Leah will be psilis l'kahuna. Elamai, you would have to say that the Mishnah went out of its way to explain it that way in order that I should understand that Rabbi Yosef is wrong. You don't have to take into cheshbon the fact that one of them is already psula l'kahuna and the other one is not. We don't agree to the klal of l'yishbech adam es mei boirei v'acherim tzrichim lehem. So it's either a raya to Shmuel or a tiyufta l'Rab Yosef. However, the Tosfos Rosh over here brings down Rabbeinu Meir, who says, "D'loy ashkechan beloshen Talmud ki aygavna vav shehi kemoy oy." By the Mishnayos, he says, "Vade beloshen Mishnah, we find the concept of using the letter vav, which sounds like it's saying the word and, but meaning the word or." Like we have in our Mishnah, Cholatz va'asa maimer. It means either he did chalitza or he did maimer. That's something that's prevalent in Mishnayos. He says, but in the Gemara's Lashon, we never find such a thing. So for the Gemara to say, Lema misayele l'shmuel, Viti Yufta, Derav Yosef, it would have to mean that it's both. Not that you have a choice, either a raya to Shmuel or a Tiyufta Derav Yosef. Furthermore, since you always have the option of choosing the other understanding, it cannot serve either as a raya to Shmuel or a tiyuf to Terb Yosef. As soon as you try to bring me a raya to Shmuel, I'll tell you that I don't agree to Shmuel, and the reason why it tells me dafka to do chalitza to Leah is in order to explain not like Reb Yosef. And if you try to bring a raya against Reb Yosef, you'll say, well, that's because I hold like Shmuel. So if you hold like Shmuel, there's no raya against Reb Yosef. And that is the methodology that we refer to as zil hacha kamat chile, vizil hacha kamat chile. So it would be very strange for the Gemara to bring a raya or a tiyufta, which neither is really conclusive. This is the second kasha brought down by the Taisa Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Meir learns differently. He learns that it's a raya to Shmuel, and it still could serve as a tiyufta to Rav Yosef. How so? We just said that if you hold like Shmuel, then it won't help me to do chalitza to Rachel, because Leah will not become muteris l'shuk. So no matter what, you have to do chalitza to Leah. So that's not a raya against Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says when you have a choice between the two, then you should be chalitza to the one that's already psul l'kuna. Here you have no choice, you're going to have to do chalitza to Leah. Answers the Rabbeinu Meir that even if you hold like Shmuel, so when you do chalitza to Rachel, it's not going to be matir Leah l'shuk. Nevertheless, that's only a dindra banan that she's not muteris l'shuk. Midai raisa, as soon as you do chalitza to Rachel, Leah becomes muteris l'shuk. Because as far as the Torah is concerned, the mimer that you previously did to Rachel is nothing. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Meir, according to Rabbi Yosef, what you should do is be chalitz to Rachel, which on a dairaisa level now will be matir Leah l'shuk. You're going to have to go and do another chalitza. Do it to Leah, but that chalitza, since it's only a drabanadika chalitza, will not pass a Leah l'kahuna. So if Reb Yosef's right that we always take into account who is becoming psul l'kahuna and who not, then that's the way we should do it. We should first do chalitza to the balas maimer, to Rachel. That way, we'll ensure that the chalitza that we're going to do to Leah is only going to be a chalitza drabbanan, and that chalitza won't pater l'kahuna. So if we tell you just to do chalitza to Leah, that means that we don't care about Rabbi Yosef, and we go immediately to Leah, even though doing it this way will pass a Leah l'kahuna. So why doesn't Tosfos accept this theory of the Rabbeinu Meir? That way the Gemara reads much better. It's a raya to Shmuel and also to Yifta Rav Yosef. Says the Tosfos Arosh that the answer is very simple. He says, even though the klal of Rav Yosef is that l'yishpich adam mei boira v'achirim tzrichim lehem, and therefore, if you have to do chalitza, since you have a choice between two women, which one to do chalitza? One of them is going to be psul l'kahuna anyway, and the other one not. So we tell you, do chalitza to the one that's already psul l'kahuna. That, he says, is only true where you're going to be doing one maisa chalitza. Because you know that you have to do one maisa chalitza. So what is it that you have to lose by doing it to the one who's already psul l'kahuna, and that way you're not going to passel the other one l'kahuna. But to add extra tircha, he says, you're going to do two maisa chalitzas. You're going to first do chalitza to Rachel in order to create that the subsequent chalitza that you anyway have to do to Leah is only going to be a chalitza drabbanan and won't pass l'hul kahuna. That we don't say. His lashon is, the ein adam mitzuvah litroyach lahatzil meboyre la'acherim. A person is not mitzuvah to be toireach, to go through extra effort and tircha in order to save meboirai so that other people could use it. Lo yishpech adam meboirai, don't unnecessarily spill out your meboirai if other people can use it. So when you have absolutely nothing to lose, there's no extra tircha involved, we require you to take into account other people. There's no reason then to be choletz to the one who's not psula the kahuna. Masha enkein. If it would require asking you to do an extra maisa chalitza, go out of your way and do extra tircha in order to accommodate somebody that may want to marry her, some kohen that may want to marry this Leah, that you're not mechuyev to do. That's not called la yishpech adam mei boirei. That's called being tireach lahatzel mei boirei. The Mishnah told us that if you do chalitza to one of two yevamis, and then you did maimer to the second one of the yevamis, since the first chalitza got rid of the zika entirely, the maimer that was done to the second yevama doesn't do anything. Afterwards, the Mishnah then tells us that two yevamim acting upon one yevama is equal to one yevam acting upon two yevamis. Meaning that if one of the two yevamim does chalitza to this yevama, then the maimer that the other yevam does to the same lady is not going to take effect at all. So that means that the Mishnah is coming to be mechadish, that the moment chalitza was done, maimer can't be done afterwards. And the Gemara says, Bishlam lo Rabbi Yochanan, da amar kula besa belavkoi. Rabbi Yochanan's shita in the first perek is that kula besa, the entire bias, meaning all of the yavamim, only have an iser lav. That means after one of the yavamim does chalitza to one of the yavamis, the rest of the yavamim only are aser belav to this yavama. And the reason for that, Rashi explains, based on the Gemara and Daf Yud, is because when one of the brothers does chalitza, he's acting based on the shlichus of all of the other brothers. And that means that it's as if they themselves are doing chalitza. So all of the brothers have the din of hacholitz liyavimtei. And the halacha by hacholitz liyavimtei is that there's a special lav. He's downgraded from the iser karis of eshes ach shlob makam mitzvah to an iser lav of kacha yasa leish asher lo yivne, given shloi bana shuv lo yivne. So the Gemara now is saying that at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, we can understand the chiddush of our Mishnah. Since the entire bias, all of the other brothers, only have an iser lav, so there is a tremendous chiddush in saying that after chalitza, if any one of the yavams does maimer, that maimer is not effective, even though one could argue that after the chalitza is done, it's possible to be mekadesher, not as a balas maimer, but as a regular isha, and yet kedushin is not toifis. Why not? So that's because, says the Gemara, that itzur chlashminu dein kedushin toifis and b'chayvi lavin, like Rabbi Kiva's shita, that kedushin is not toifis b'chayvi lavin, and then there's a tremendous chiddush in what the Mishnah is saying, that we go with the shita of Rabbi Kiva. But that's all according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the rest of the brothers only have an iser lav, because this brother is doing the shlichus of those brothers. Elol or Rish Lakish, the Amar Kula Beisa Bekaris Kai, according to Rish Lakish, all of the other brothers, when one brother is choylitz, have an iser karis. Legabe them, this Yivama is an Asius Ach Shaloib Makam Mitzvah. Well, then says the Gemara, of course it's impossible for any of them to be Mekadish, this Isha. Itzir Klash Me'inon, the Ein Kedushin Taisim Bechavi Krisis? Everybody knows that Kedushin is not Taisim Bechavi Krisis. The Gemara answers, Amar Lach Rish Lakish, Ulutameich, according to you, Seifa de Katani Baal v'asa Maimer. In the Seifa, we have the same thing, that there's a special Chiddush that after one Yavam does Be'ila, and then Maimer is done to her Tzara, to one of the other Yavamas, we say Ein Acher Be'ila Klum. Now, why would we have to say this Yisoid of Ein Acher Be'ila Klum? Definitely to tell me that Reuven, after doing Yibum to Leah, that Shimon cannot go and be Mekadesh Leah, well, that's Pashit, because Kedushin is not Toifis by an Eishes Ish. Ella says the Gemara that Aide the Tana Hataras Yavam Echod Vivama Achas, since we already discussed the halacha in the case where one Yavam is Matir, one Yavama, so Tana Nami Shte Yavamis Vyavam Echod. Vaide the Tana Shte Yavamis Vyavam Echod, Tana Nami Shne Yavamim Vyavama Achas. Now we see from this Gemara that if one of the brothers does chalitza to one Yavama, Lefir Rabbi Yochanan, it seems that we consider this Yavama to be Chayvi Lavin to the rest of the brothers. Now this is really a Machalik's Rishonim in the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph. According to Rashi, it's really an only in Isser Asay. We learn after the Pasuk, as Beis Achiv, the Beis Echad Ubayna V'loi Shnayim. According to Rabbeinu Chananel over there, the Chiv is a Chiv Lav. Because we learn after the Pasuk, Asher Lo Yivne, that he's considered a person who's over the Lav of Lo Yivne. Now, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, says the Ramban over here in the Sugya, the Gemara makes a lot of sense. It says that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Ein Kedushin Toifsin B'Chayvi Lavin, this is actually Chayvi Lavin. But according to Rashi, that if somebody is Boil, the second Yavama after the first Yavam did Bia to the first Yavama, he's only over in Isser Asay. So what does the Gemara mean when it says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Kedushin Toifsin B'Chayvi Lavin? Einachanami Legabi, the Bava of the Mishnah, which dealt with after you do chalitza, that everybody agrees that there's a lav. But after one yavam does bia, it's only an iser asay. So you have to say that an iser lav and an iser asay are considered in the same category, legabe tfisis kedushin. Now similarly, there's a kasha on the shittas of Rambam from our sugya. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, says that chalutza, she and the tzaris, all the other yavamis, are aser on the chaylitz and on his brothers, midrabbanan. Oh, it's only an iser drabbanan. It's an iser shniyas. And several questions are asked over there by the Magi Mishnah. The Karen Oira in our sugya asks from our sugya on the Rambam. He answers that there's a machlokes asugyas about this. Einachanami, our sugya holds that it's an iser lav, which makes it sound like an isser d'oraisa. Nevertheless, there is a sugya and daf mendala that dashes the pasuk of lo yivne that you shouldn't be choylitz and then be miyabim. It's very difficult to imagine, according to the Gemara over there, if you take a look at the sugya, that there is an isser lav, a din d'oraisa, not to be miyabim after a chalitza. And says the Karanari, the Rama paskin like that sugya, and therefore he explained that there's no isser lav, it's only an isser d'rabbana. However, if you take a look at the Chazon Ish in Eben Ezer, the end of Siman Kuf Lamed, it's mavur that the Shittas of Rambam is not that it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. He says that the Lashon of the Rambam is just that it's also Medivrei Soifrim. And he says that when the Rambam uses that terminology, Divrei Soifrim, he doesn't necessarily mean an Issa D'Rabbanan. Many places when the Rambam uses the words Divrei Soifrim, he's referring to something that's learnt out from Drashas Chazal, even if it's D'Raisa. Even though the Rambam says the Lashon Kishniyos, says the Chazon Ish that that's not Meduyik. And you have to be Moichik, you have to erase the word Kishniyos. So it comes out that according to the Rambam, it's also in Isser D'Oraisa. In Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar, and Daf Yud, he actually says, the way that the Chazon Ish learns, that there must be a Toy Sofer, and you have to fix the Lashon. The Rambam could never have meant that it's Kishniyos, that it's only in Isser D'Rabbanan. He means that it's Asar Medivrei Sofrim, because it's learned down from a Drashas Chazal. However, afterwards he says that Yesh Misha Pirish, there are those that explain that the Rambam's opinion is indeed that it's only in Isser D'Rabbanan, and he actually says Shekain Iker, that is the main Pirish. The Raya, he says, is that the Rambam does not count this Lav as one of the Lavin in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban, actually, in his Eisafas, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he mentions that this lav is one of the things that should be included, the lav of Lo Yivne, and Megillas Esther defends the Rambam by saying this is not included as a lav because the Rambam considers it one of the Dinei HaYibum or Chalitza. So he also holds that the Rambam Shita is that it's an Isser D'Oraisa, but it's not included in the Minyan HaLavin because it's included already in one of the other lavin that the Rambam already lists. In the Sefer Magle Tzedek, Siman Chof Aleph, he brings that Rishmol Rezovsky asked on the Chazon Ish, who says that the Rambam Shita is that it's really D'Oraisa, from the Rambam in Hilchos Issurei Bia, in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, Haba al achas min hashnias. What are the examples of shnias that he brings? He says, Kigoin, Haba al kroivas chalutzasai, oi al chalutzasai, loi asa zoyna. You see that if somebody is boil his own chalutza, even though he already did chalitza to her, so theoretically the zikas yibim goes away, and there should be an iser karis, it's only that he's downgraded to an iser lav. Nevertheless, the Rambam's lashon is that it's shniyos. The Rambam says, kivin she'ena asura lihinasi loy min ha-toyra. It's not an iser d'oraisa. And he mentions over there that that's the way he explains in Hilchos Yibim as well. You'd have to be moichik a lot more over there than just the word shniyos that we have over here. So that's a kasha both on the Chazon Ish and Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar. However, he brings down in the Sefer Magle Tzedek that there is a shinui in Nischois. There are some kisfeyad in the Rambam that were not goyris the words oy al chalutzasai in the Rambam in Hilchos Issurei Bia. So that the Rambam reads haba al achas bin hashnis uch yotz ben kigoin haba al kroivis chalutzasai, but not al chalutzasai. In which case, there's no makar anymore that the Rambam holds that chalutzasai, that when a person does chalitza to a woman, then to go subsequently and beboil her, it's not merely an Issa D'Rabbanan, it's actually an Issa D'Oraisa. The reason why the Rambam would call it the Recipherim is because it learned that from a drasha, but from the Rambam in Hilchos Issurei Bia, there's no longer a kasha because the words al chalutzasai do not appear according to these nuschois. Now, the end of the Mishnah says that if a Yavam was chelitz to Yavimtei, and afterwards he did Mimer, or he gave her a get, or he was boil her, ein achar chalitza klum. You see from there that the Mimer that you did after chalitza would not require a get either. And therefore the get wouldn't be considered a get, it wouldn't pass lor lakuhuna, it wouldn't have the effect that getting usually have. Says the Gemara, Bishlama cholatz va'asa maimer. We understand that if a person does chalitza and subsequently does a maimer, itzrich, we need to tell you this halacha, because akdat amina, I might think nigzar maimer de basa chalitza atu maimer de kamer chalitza. I would think that you need to get from that maimer, because otherwise people are going to say that maimer doesn't need to get at all, and they'll mix up the mimer that we're talking about, which is after chalitza, with the mimer that's before chalitza, which you certainly need to get from. So, kamash blon delegas minute. Elecholetz v'nasin get lamali. Why does it have to say the case of cholatz that after chlitzi gave a get that get is ineffective? Now Tosfos asks that why do you need this tam? Why don't we say just like we did before that after chalitza, when you do a mimer, there's a chiddush that kedushin is not toifsin. That means we're going like a bekiva that in kedushin toifsin mechavi lavin, and you see that the Gemara was willing to use that chiddush more than once in explaining the Mishnah. So why don't we do that over here as well? Says it says a rush that since this chiddush was already told to us both by Yavam Echad and by Shtei Yavamis, the Maksha of the Gemara now does not feel that the Mishnah would repeat this a third time. However, the Aruch Liner says that the reason why the Gemara felt comfortable repeating this chiddush before is because it's not fully proven that Ein Kedushin Toifsin B'Chayvei Lavin from the beginning of the Mishnah. Since to explain the beginning of the Mishnah, theoretically, we could say that the Hesber, that after you do Chalitza, you can't do Maimer, is not because Ein Kedushin Toifsin B'Chayvei Lavin, but rather that it's going Kedas Rebbe, who says that Maimer Yevamim does not help after Chalitza. Once we say the Lacha by Yavam Echad, or Shtei Yevamais, then it has to be because we're going like Rabbi Kiva.
We're starting the perek of Habal Yevimtai. The Mishnah says, Habal Yevimtai, Bein B'Shegig, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Einis, Bein B'Ratzayin, Yukaina. That if someone does a Maisa Yibam, a Maisa Bia with a Yevama, and he does not have the proper intentions to be Mekai the Mitzvah, he's still Kaina. Rashi explains that Shegig means, Kesova Sheyishtai, or Isha Acheres, he thinks the lady he's being boil is his wife or a stranger. He's not aware that it's actually his Yavama. And Mezid, Rashi explains, means L'shem's Nus, Haloy L'shem Mitzvah. He's doing it as his Nus Ba'alma. He does not have the proper intention. He's not being Mechavin to be Mekayin the Mitzvah of Yibam. Still, the Mishnah says, the Yerkayin. So we have a clear Mishnah that even though the Yavam is not being Mechavin to do the Mitzvah, he's not being Mechavin to do the Mitzvah of Yibam, still, he's kind of his Yavama. The Mechaz Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Sadiches Oizvav, ask a very simple question. We pass in mitzvah sriches kavana. Any mitzvah done without the proper kavana, without the proper intention, you're not yaitza. You have to do the mitzvah again. If so, in our Mishnah, why is this a good yibam? Why is this the proper yibam? If you were baal yivimtai, b'shagig or b'mezid, you were not mekayin the mitzvah of yibam. You did the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah, but you didn't do it with the proper kavana. We pass in mitzvah sriches kavana, so you didn't do the mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch says that ain't a chanami. All it says in our Mishnah is that you're kainer. So you are kainer, she's your wife. But nowhere does it say that you actually did the mitzvah of Yibam. So the Minchas Chinuch says, you'll have to go and be boil her again. And have the proper kavana in the second bia. And it will turn out that you did the mitzvah. But ain't a chanami, that first bia, which was done without the proper intention, makes a kinyan, but there's no mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan, in Ksubis, Eis Reishman Beis, he argues. He says that the klal of mitzvah sriches kavana does not apply to yibam. And he's magdim that there are two types of mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs, the ikar mitzvah, the point of the mitzvah, is the actual maisa. For example, the mitzvah of eating matzah or shaking lulav. And by these mitzvahs, there's no significance in the tetzah of the maisa, in the result of the maisa. All we care about is how the actual maisa was done. Because that's the point of the mitzvah. Now there's another category of mitzvahs where the entire point of the mitzvah, the entire tafkid, is the result. For example, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. By Hashavas Aveda, the maisa Hashava is not the mitzvah. It's not pshat that Hashem wants us to go and do maisa Hashavas. Rather, the entire point is to get the chavetz returned to the Bialim, to create a result, to produce a Hashavas Aveda. So Rabbi Chana goes on to say that the klal of mitzvah sriches kavana will only apply in a case where the point of the mitzvah is the maisa. So then we say mitzvah sriches kavana, that we say that the maisa has to be done with the proper kavana. And if you eat the matzah without the proper intentions, so you're not making the mitzvah the way you're supposed to. However, says Rabbi Chanan, any time that the result of the mitzvah is the main tafkid of the mitzvah, then we don't care how you did the actual mitzvah. So let's say in the case that we spoke about, Hashavas Aveda, since the chavetz was returned, even if the maisa of returning it was not done with the proper intentions, it's not going to affect the keem of the mitzvah, because the entire point of the mitzvah is that it should be returned, and it was done, and it was done properly, because there are no dinim in how to create the result. Only when the mitzvah is the actual maisa, then it makes sense to say how to do the maisa. So Rabbi Chanan goes on to say that yibum is from the second category. The mitzvah of yibum is not the maisa biya ba'alma, not just the maisa biya. Rather, the mitzvah is creating the kinyan, producing the kinyan, producing that you are now yavam and yavama, and husband and wife. Since that's the whole point of the mitzvah, so the klal of mitzvah sruchas kavana will not apply. So the Michlis Chinuch had asked that we should say mitzvah sruchas kavana now mishnah, and therefore you'll have to be boil again. Rabbi Chanan argues, Rabbi Chanan says, since yibum is a mitzvah where the entire point of the mitzvah is the result, therefore mitzvah sruchas kavana will not play any role. Now we could say a very clear pshat in this machlekes, because Rabbi Chanan is making a big assumption. Rabbi Chanan is assuming that the mitzvah of yibum is not the ma'isi yibum, rather it's the kinyan. This is actually a big shaila in the achrayim. What is the mitzvah of yibum? Is it the ma'isa bia, or is it the kinyan? Now, one thing is obvious to all the achrayim, that the pasuk says yivama yavi olah ulakach olah leisha, that by doing the bia you're kinyan her. The question just is the mitzvah of the bia, and by doing the bia, you happen to be kind of her? Or the opposite, the mitzvah is the kinyan, and it happens to be the way to make the kinyan is through the bia. So both stadim agree that the only way to do yibum is through a bia, and both stadim agree that through the bia, making a kinyan. The question just is, what's the ikar and what's the tafel? Is the ikar point here, the mitzvah is to make a bia, which results in the kinyan? Or the point is to make a kinyan, which happens to need a bia to be created. Rabbi Chanan's understanding that the mitzvah is the kinyan, therefore, he says, it will not apply the rule of mitzvah sriches kavana. One could say, the Michlis Chinuch would hold that the mitzvah is the ma'isa. But it's more than that. The Michlis Chinuch minei ubei is mukach, that he's going the mitzvah is the bia, not the kinyan. Because the Michlis Chinuch said that since we hold mitzvah sriches kavana, therefore, you'll have to be boil her again, and the second time you boil her, you should have in mind the same mitzvah as yibum, and then you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. The question is, if the mitzvah would be the kinyan, then how are you mekayim it with the second beer? Already in the first beer, you were kinyan. The Mishnah says, Habal yivimtoi beim b'shaykik beim amazid, you're kinyan. And the Michlis Chinuch said clearly that you're kinyan in the first beer. He just said that to do the mitzvah, you have to do another bia. If the mitzvah would be the kinyan, how you mekayim the mitzvah with the second bia? You already kinyan. Elamai, we have to say the Michlis Chinuch holds the mitzvah is a bia bi'alma. Therefore, he says that even though you were kinyan with the first bia, you should do another bia to mekayim the mitzvah of bia and have kavanah by the second bia. So clearly, minei ube, it's mukach, that the Michlis Chinuch is going, the mitzvah is the bia. And Rabbi Chanan argues because he holds the mitzvah as a kinyan. Therefore, they're arguing if mitzvah sriches kavana would apply by yibum.
Mishnah goes on to say, "V'chein habal achas mikol arayis shabatayra ipsulois kagoyin amonu l'kain gadol grusha chalutza l'kain hedyet mamzeres unasina liyisrael pasla." That any bia done to any of the psulim is going to create a halacha of pasla. What does pasla mean? So Rashi says that pas l'kahuna is going to mean you're not allowed to marry a kayin mishum zayna, because since you were boil to one of the people that is asa to you, that creates that you are a zayna, and therefore you can't marry a kayin. But Rashi asks, by mamzeres, what are you going to say? Mamzeres, anyway, they're asa to a kayin, they're actually even asa to Yisrael. So Rashi says, it can't be the point of the Mishnah that you're possible to marry a kain. To hapsul of a kaima, you've been possible even before this bia. So maybe you'll say that we're talking about that the bia should possible you from eating truma. So Rashi says it can't be either, because
which seemingly means that since the halacha is that a mamzer can eat truma, so you can't say that with the bia you became pasla from eating truma, because you've been pasla from eating truma even before. So we have a clear Rashi with a very interesting halacha that a mamzer cannot eat truma. The question is, where does it come from that a mamzer can't eat truma? All we find in the Torah is that a mamzer can't marry a Yisrael. But you have a mamzer b'kal Hashem. There's a kasev that a mamzer is mufka from marrying into Kedushas Yisrael, marrying regular Yidden. But where do we find that a mamzer cannot eat truma? So the Truvas HaRashba explains that we learn this out from a kal v'chomer, from a mono l'kayin gadol. We know that if a kayin gadol is baal an almana, the child is going to become a chalala. She's nischala from the kahuna. So we see from there that a bia of someone that is an isser kahuna creates a chalala. So the Rashba says, if even by chayvi lavim we say that the child is a chalala and cannot eat truma and cannot marry a kain, so too any mamzer who was born through a bia of isser was actually an isser karis that creating this child, because a mamzer is created, we all know, through isturei bia of krisus. So, for example, if someone was bought on a sister, the child created from that bia is going to be for sure a halala. If even a mono kain gadol creates a halala, which is only a chayvi lavin, for sure you'll be a halala if you were created from a bia of chayvi krisus. Now, you have to add on to this, that a mono kain gadol creates a halala is all because the bia is an isturei kahuna dika bia. We never find that you become a halala unless the child was born from a bia that is an isturei kahuna. That's because you're a kayin, there's an isur in the bia. So really, in this case, when someone is born his sister, it has nothing to do with the fact that he's a kayin. So if a kayin is born his sister, there's no reason why the child born from that should not be able to eat truma. The child should be a kayin mamzer. Why should the fact that the bia was a bias isur make a halala? We only find by psulei kahuna that the child is a halala. So Rashba explains that since with this bia, the mother is becoming a zayna, like we said in the Mishnah, that all these bias are creating psulei kahuna mishum zayna. We're going to see later on in the parak that any bia of chayvi krisus, and maybe chayvi lavim, they create that you're a zayna. So the Rashba says that since this bia is making her a zayna, and this bia is creating a child, that's considered that the child was born from an isser kahuna. Rabbi Chanan, however, in Kavod Tzaaras Siman Mem Daled, says that he has an easier pshat. Why can't we just say the reason why a mamzer can't eat truma is because, just like we find that a mamzer can't marry Israel, because it says Le'yavi mamzer b'kahal Hashem, that a mamzer is not allowed to marry into kahal Hashem, which tells us that a mamzer is a stira to Kahal Hashem. He's mufka from Kedushas Yisrael. Therefore, he can't marry a Yisrael. He can't marry a Yid. So if he's mufka from Kedushas Yisrael, he's for sure mufka from Kedushas Kahuna. So b'kitzer, we have two pshatim. The Rashba's learning is a kal v'chomer from Amana l'kayin gadol, and Rabbi Chanan's learning is a svara that a mamzer is mufka from Kedushas Yisrael. Rabbi Chanan writes that there's a big nafkamina between these two pshatim. The nafgamina would be Lagabe being a Levi. What would be if a Levi was born his sister? So the child would be a mamzer, that's obvious. The question is that we always say that mishpachas go after the father. Like it says in the pasuk, mishpachasin l'vaisavaisin. So if the father is a Levi, the child should be a Levi. So what would be if a Levi is born his sister? So on one hand, we have reason to say he's a Levi because his father is a Levi. On the other hand, he's a mamzer, because the Levi was born his sister. So like the Rashba, that is a kal v'chomer from Amana l'kayin gadol, that we see that the child is a chalala, and she's mufka from Kedushas Kahuna, and therefore you can't marry a kayin, and you can't eat truma. That would tell us nothing about the shayla of being mufka from kedushas levir, because the pasuk of Amon lekohen gadol is creating a halala. Halala is a stira to kohuna, but there's no reason that your status as a levi should be affected, which would be negeya, let's say, to do shira or to get the second aliyah by tefillah. But like Rebbe Chanan, that there's a svara that just like a mamzer is mufka from kedushas Yisrael, he can't marry Yisrael, so too is mufka from any higher kedusha. So just like Rebbe Chanan said he's mufka from kedushas kahuna, so too he's going to be mufka from kedushas levia. So Rebbe Chanan said this will be an afkamina between him and the Rashba. So Rebbe Chanan goes on to ask that there's a beferish gemara about this. Gemara in Gittin daf nun tesam beis. Over there, the question is who gets the second aliyah after a kohen got the first aliyah. So we know you give it to the levi. Let's say a levi was born on a mamzeres. Father's a levi, mother is a mamzeres. So the child, on one hand, we have reason to say he's a levi because you go after the father, like we said in the shpachas, go after the father. On the other hand, by psulim, we always go after the pogum. There's a drasha loy halach achra pogum, they go after the pogum. So over here, we should say that you're a levi because of your father, and you're a mamzer because you go after the mother. So this is exactly the case that Rabbi Chanan said would be an afkamina between him and the Rashba. You have a levi that's also a mamzer. Is it possible to be a levi and a mamzer? The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Nun Tesam Beis, you do not get the second aliyah. Since you're a mamzer, you're not a levi. So Rabbi Chanan says it's a raya like him, not like the Rashba, because according to the Rashba, there's no reason that you shouldn't be a levi. Then Rabbi Chanan goes on to say a beautiful answer for the Rashba. The Rashba will tell you that a levi is born his sister, the child's a levi. Because like we said, the whole makar of being Saiser Kahuna is all from a Kavachemer, from a Amar L'Kain Gadol, which makes a Chalala, which is all a steer to Kahuna and not to being a levi. This is the Gemara Gittin says, that a levi that's a mamzer is not called a levi, is all a case when a levi was born a mamzeres. When a levi is born a mamzeres, there we have an interesting situation. On one hand, we want to say that you're a levi, because Mishpachaisim Beis Avaisim tells us that when we're dining which shevet you're from, we say that you go after the father. And b'negeya mamzeres, we say, since the mother is a mamzeres, so lo yehalach achar apagim tells us to go after the mother. So we have a reason to look at the father, and we have a reason to look at the mother. So Rabbi Chanan says, this din of loy halach achar pogum might be more than just saying that legabe the psul, you go after the mother. It might be saying that the entire yichus has to go after the mother. So instead of getting the din levi from your father, as the regular din of mishpachaisim leisavaisim, the din of halach achar pogum would tell us that if the mother is a pogum, you don't look at the father. So if a levi is born a mamzeres Yisraelis, since you're going after the mother because she's a mamzeres, therefore you're not going to be a levi. Therefore you're not going to get the second aliyah. Not because a mamzer can't be a levi, rather because you don't go after the father in a case of a father marrying a pogum. Because halacha achar pogum says don't go after the father. However, in a case when a levi would be born his sister, so a levi is born on a leviah. So the child has a reason to be a mamzer because the marriage of his parents was a chayvi krisis dika marriage. But there's no reason he shouldn't be a levi, because even if you go after his mother's also a levi, his mother's a leviah. So we can remain with this Rashba that mamzer is only a stira to kahuna and not leviah. Because we have two mahalchim to explain this Rashi, that a mamzer is usher to eat truma, either a kavachaymer or a straight out svara. The nafkamina would be by a levi, because by a levi you don't have the Rashba's Kal V'Chaymer, but you would have Rabbi Chanan's Svara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.